This is the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast, helping you run your restaurant better.
Welcome back to the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast. Thank you all for being on the air with us. It's always fun to come to you through the digital world to share some really cool things that I'm coming across in the world of restaurant technology, and today is no exception. As those longtime listeners will know, for the last couple of years, we've pivoted a little bit to having guests on, and it's been, for me, selfishly, a lot of fun because I get to talk to people I love to talk to and learn tons of new things, as well as deliver value to you guys. And today is no exception. Today, I'm actually joined by a longtime industry colleague and might I say friend, who has been in a couple of different roles as a partner, as a competitor, and now he's starting his new thing. And so I'm going to introduce Chad Horn to everyone. Chad, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about yourself and where you came from, and even quite frankly how we've had our touch points, because I think over the last, I don't know how many years it's been, 10 years maybe, that we've been in and out of different worlds and see each other at different places.
About that was probably five companies projects ago.
Exactly. Yeah. We ran into each other in downtown Providence, I think, was the first time we ran into each other, and you had a motley mm-hmm. crew of people that were trying to get a whole bunch of people to go out drinking after an event that we were at, I think.
Absolutely. And that was the era in where I really fell in love with this industry, so I'll always have fond memories of that time.
Awesome.
You were definitely one of the first people I met that really made me think, you know, there's something happening here in this world of restaurant tech. Because you were very passionate about it, and that did have an impact on me way back then when it was all new to me.
Awesome. That's good. That's good that I could help, and that's really where the podcast came from. So for those listeners that might not know who Chad Horn is, why don't you give them a little bit of a salvo of who you are and kind of where your last 10 years or so professionally have gone, and it'll bring us into kind of what we're talking about today on the podcast.
Sounds good. So Chad Horn, I'm up in the Boston, Mass area for anyone around there. Out of college, I kind of did what a lot of people do, stumbled through different jobs. But then I was studying data and analytics, and I was looking, hey, what can I do around here that's going to kind of nurture that interest in me? And I found a restaurant tech company. So my entry into the world of restaurant tech was happenstance. It just happened to be that the coolest company around doing that at the time was a restaurant tech company. And there I kind of started down my path of partnerships in the restaurant world, restaurant technology, reseller partnerships of various kinds. So that's where it all came together for me, where I realized, wow, this is a fascinating industry, and interesting and complex. And that's kind of feeding my analytical side. Like, oh my gosh, so many ways to look at everything and how things come together to ultimately benefit restaurants. And so there I've kind of gone through a series of different product services, you know, restaurant point of sale, loyalty programs, online ordering, restaurant apps, even front of house, waitlist reservations, integrations with the popular delivery platforms, back to a point of sale. And now we're tackling the world of blockchain. So mm-hmm. through all that experience and the connections made, you know, me and my co-founders saw the opportunity that was bringing the world of blockchain in a way that's digestible, in a way that will actually benefit the restaurant industry. We're early, right? So it's going to, and restaurants are a unique animal. It's very chaotic being a restaurant operator. And so the way you need to approach technology is a little different than other industries. And we know this space and say, that's something we want to do. You know, we're the team that understands restaurants, cares about the industry, and can help bridge this gap for the space.
I love that. And we'll get into kind of what you guys are doing on the Devourer token side, and kind of you can educate our listeners, because I have a feeling there's a lot of misnomers out there about those things. But it's always interesting to me. One of the things you said, Chad, is just that you had no idea, and having grown up in the industry, those longtime listeners know that, you know, my father, I work for a family business that literally, you know, family vacations were to go visit restaurants to install technology back as a kid, and people chuckle about it, but it literally has been something that I've done since I was in grade school, is this whole restaurant technology thing. And you're one of those people that I watched kind of come through and go, oh my gosh, there's a lot here. The craziest part to me is the restaurant industry employs more people than any other industry outside of the U.S. government in the United States. And so it's such a big industry. And to your point, there's so much complexity, whether you're talking about the biggest of the big and the McDonald's and the Starbucks of the world, down to the little coffee shop that, you know, is run by owner operator, husband and wife, that might make some pastries or might make some, you know, some sandwiches and whatnot, and have a coffee shop in a little downtown area, all the way, you know, to, I mean, there's just so much to it. And so it's always interesting how, I guess, educated the general population is about all that goes into what we're doing. And so you said you're early. You guys are taking on this whole blockchain thing. For our listeners out there that have no idea, what is blockchain? How does it even play into the restaurant space, and why do you think that it makes a difference to actually invest time, energy, and money into trying to solve some problem that I know we'll get to as we continue our conversation?
Yeah. So I think because we're early, I'll start with the fact that it's so early, and yet there's so much investment, so much happening so quickly. It's evolving at a rate like that even the internet, you know, when that was new, didn't evolve at. And so we know it's coming. Right, mm-hmm. We know it's going to disrupt every industry, or nearly every industry, and it's only a matter of time before it becomes obvious to everyone what that connection is to the restaurant industry. And we also know that with the world of blockchain, well, it's kind of, you know, blockchain encapsulates a lot of technologies, and I won't get into the details, but it's a way of just having a decentralized kind of permanent record of what's going on with data. And there's so many applications of that, but we know that it's coming. And mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing. And it encapsulates a lot of new things, right? Crypto, NFTs, metaverse, you know, folks will hear that word tossed around a lot these days. And we knew that world, being as unregulated as it is, as fast moving as it is, there was a risk that the wrong group, the wrong team, without the intention, positive intention towards the restaurant industry, would come in and do something and waste a lot of people's time and money in the industry, this industry that we love. So we thought, man, if we come in and do this right with a long-term vision, we're going to not just bring a lot of value to the restaurant industry, but save the industry a lot of pain from potential other bad actors, for lack of a better word. And to my great surprise, just already, you know, from what I hear, is like this has already captivated the attention of a lot of other companies that are also passionate about the industry and doing awesome things. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm seeing partners everywhere that again are also interested in taking early action to help this industry. Super, super exciting. But the benefit, kind of high level, is like, there, if you imagine like a restaurant trying to operate in a world that, and it's going to touch consumers and other industries and have to interact, if they're all doing things with blockchain and you're not, you're going to be missing the boat. And while a restaurant may not need to do anything with it today, we're right around the corner from mm-hmm. the time where it's like, shoot, you know, I'm going to be left behind if I don't. And the pandemic really brought that home for me and a lot of people, right? You know, it was certainly valuable to, for example, to do online ordering and delivery well pre-pandemic. But, you know, flip a switch, you know, there's lockdowns, and all of a sudden, if you're not doing that, you're really getting left behind.
Yep.
And this will be sort of like that, because it's moving so fast. You know, you just, you know, wake up one day and blockchain and valuable applications that either move the needle to a great degree or are absolutely necessary for survival in some cases are there, and all of a sudden, boom, right? And so we want to make sure we're there to usher restaurants through that, because it's going to be complicated and valuable at the same time. And with how crazy it is running a restaurant and all the other existing restaurant technologies that you got to look after, it's going to take handholding. And that's what we're here to do.
Well, I appreciate the education I'm going to dig back in a little bit on the blockchain and kind of where you see the applications as we continue that conversation. But it kind of reminded me, my grandmother passed away a couple of years, like last summer. I was reminiscing with the kids about going back into the bank, and we'd have a bank book that would be my record of what I deposited at the bank, because it was only at that bank back when I was super young. And they look at me like, this is the way that they actually registered stuff. They'd write it into this little notepad that said this is what money you deposited, and you'd have like a little stamp that would go on, and you'd keep your deposit records back there. It reminds me, that's a single record for the single transaction. The difference with blockchain, as you talk about it, is it's decentralized, meaning there's no one single operator that has control of your stuff. In the world of technology today, whether you're talking about your online ordering partners, as you talked about, or just basic generic technology providers, Facebook owns the data that you've given them. And right, they don't necessarily have to share. In the world of blockchain, talk to me a little bit about so it's decentralized, meaning anybody can get it, and if so, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What is the benefits of the fact that it's decentralized mean to those restaurant operators? Because I think it really goes to the strategy of what you guys are trying to do as you guys continue to roll out your token and kind of try and make sure that you're ahead of the industry before it gets saturated with what you might call bad actors.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things, but here's what in terms of our technology that we see is how that coming together to benefit restaurants. Because it's decentralized and there's a view into that kind of record of ownership and transaction, then people don't have to trust, right, that in your example of Facebook or someone is going to do what they need to do, right? Even if they would like to do what they need to do, mm-hmm. like systems break down. So, but if it's on this immutable record of, hey, I own this or I've done this, then there's a safety and security there. At the same time, there's privacy because you do not have to pony up all the details of your personal identity, address, social security number, to participate in blockchain applications. So, I'll get into like how we're using that, but just from a high level, that's why it's useful. And, I think the easiest way to see that is in the world of NFTs, right? Mm-hmm. You can, if you own an NFT, and in some cases, like let's look at Fly Fish Club, very, very expensive restaurant NFT at that, showing kind of giving a glimpse of what the utility of these NFTs can be. You don't want the restaurant to say, oh, all of a sudden, boom, if we messed up our records, you don't own that anymore. And it's concrete and it's transferable, right? So someone could move to New York City, say, I really like what they're doing. I'm going to buy that NFT. Have that exclusive membership at that restaurant. And if they move, they can sell it. And nothing's going to mess that up from a standpoint of that data being held centrally in some company.
I love that. And describe for our audience what an NFT is. And then I have a story that somebody gave me an example, because a lot of times NFTs, at least in the press, have been thrown out for assets that might, be able to be movable, but they're abstract assets, not necessarily physical assets. And so describe to your audience you're chuckling because you know that this is the story you have to tell often, I'm guessing. Tell our audience, what is an NFT and what does it actually mean? And then I'd love to just share a quick story from a podcast that I was listening to that I think might be helpful for our audience.
Yeah. So I was chuckling, Jeremy, because it took me a long time to wrap my head around this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was among those of your listeners who thought, is this like digital art? And it's supposed to be special that I own that. It took me a while to get it. And I guess I could say I'm still figuring it all out, but I've been encouraged about what I've been learning the last month or two. So NFT stands for non-fungible token. Don't worry about that, but it's. I think the thing that I'll call out is how it's different than like crypto. Crypto, mm-hmm. if you have one Bitcoin, it's no different than a different Bitcoin, right? It doesn't matter which specific Bitcoin you have, even though they're technically different. A non-fungible token means, hey, you know, this thing is different than this thing. They have some similarities. They're on the same blockchain, but it matters. And so that's the differences in the world where NFTs or people see the art. It's like, yeah, this picture of, let's say, a Bored Ape is different than that picture of a Bored Ape. And so that's what an NFT is, right? It's on the blockchain. It's something on the blockchain, often art, but it could be anything, that where one is different than the other. They're each unique.
I love that. So the story that I heard that kind of helped bring some of this home for me as I was doing a little bit of research, because I too, Chad, you know, you and I have known each other for quite some time. And I remember when I heard about this, I'm like, what are they doing? And why are they spending their time and energy? And so because I care, you know, I mean, I like you as a person, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go spend some time, you know, kind of digging into this world. And one of the examples that somebody had put out there that I thought was interesting, I'd love your take on it, is the whole idea of a subscription to something. You know, and so this example was a subscription, an exclusive subscription to some wine club that you may have that, that quite frankly, the owner, you know, so you're on a 10-year list to get on the Screaming Eagle Wine Club up in Napa, because you know what, you really like that wine. You had it one time, but the wait list is 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. And so to you as a consumer, it's valuable to get on that list because you're sitting on the list forever. If you had something on the blockchain that said, Chad has this subscription to that, now he owns an asset that he potentially can sell, that today that winery owns complete control of who gets on the list, who gets off the list. Right. So it was something that I don't want to say brought it home for me, but it was this whole idea of not only decentralized, but really allowing for control of the experience to be a little bit different across the board. And I can see how the more and more that this gets adopted and people start to trust that it's happening. The second example that they talked about is our currency system today. Our currency system relies on whoever the government is that's backing that piece of currency. And as we've seen over the last 2 years and many years before that, that's not always as solid as it should be. You know, I mean, I remember as a kid when, you know, the fall of communism, people were rolling in wheelbarrows full of money to get a loaf of bread because the currency wasn't worth the money that it was printed on, you know, in the former USSR. And again, I talk about these things, and I'd love your take on that, because I think it's going to go into kind of the why behind what you guys are doing, and then really how you guys are going to take your products to market on the NFT side, and then in the future, potentially, you know, crypto and some of those kind of things. So give me your thoughts on kind of those two examples as I was talking about them, because that really is what for me helped hit it home. And I want to make sure that our listeners really understand what Chad and his you know, investors and business partners are looking to do, because I do think you guys need to know that this is coming. And whether you dig into it now or you have to dig into it later when it hits you in the backside, you got to know that it's out there.
Yeah. That's great examples, Jeremy. And when you talk about subscription, I was thinking about my own recent experience. For Christmas, my sister wanted to get my kids something called a Yodo. I don't know if you know what the Yodo is.
I saw it on the top hot gifts of the year or something, and I was like, I'm not doing that today. But okay,
It's like an Alexa or these things, but you're giving kids the control. They just pop in a card, and whatever they want comes on. And it was difficult for her to give that to me because she's like, well, how do I put your information in there and make sure you're the one that owns this account? And it was like a headache for her. And I'm thinking, NFTs, right? Like, it's the idea, like, this is kind of the technology that could solve that. You know, the Yodo in this case wouldn't have to worry about it. It's like, hey, if you own the NFT, then you have the control to decide what happens to your subscription. And you could transfer it really easily. And so that there is just illustrated for me, like, how this is going to disrupt every industry, right? There will be services that allow companies to participate in NFT type subscriptions for anything. And we see this where NFTs, like subscription and kind of recurring products, services, opportunities, exclusive access to things, that's the early type utility they're attaching to that NFT. They're saying, hey, if you buy this NFT, which in and of itself may not have any value, but what we're attaching to it, this is real world stuff. Right. And so that's it, but it's the mechanism that makes it valuable as a good medium. But ultimately, you're trusting in the team behind it to deliver something that's useful. And so I think this is one of the misconceptions around NFTs that I had to grapple with and have really quickly. I'm part of a group called the NFT Academy, where they're just teaching what's going on, what works, what are people looking for, how is this industry trending? And my main takeaway from that so far has been, people still think of NFTs as art, right? The story is like, hey, this piece of art sold for multiple millions of dollars as an NFT. That is so not where NFTs are going.
Yeah.
First, most NFT projects that have happened recently are going to fail because they were built on that premise, that it's art and people like and care about art. Well, that worked for some of the early collections, or if you have like some amazing artist with an insane pedigree, sure. But for everyone else, it's like, what useful benefit is there in the real world for people? That's what people care about. It's not sufficient just to do that. You also have to market it well and build a community, etc. But you got to deliver real world benefit. Yep. And I love that Flyfish Club is out there illustrating that. It's like, okay, NFT for exclusive access to this restaurant. It's like, mm-hmm. Now that helps me start to explain kind of what's possible in the restaurant world. But it's what you said, right? Just subscription. That's a very, I don't want to say easy, but it's a common utility that's attached to NFTs that I think we'll see a ton more of.
Well, and I think, you talked about some of the stuff that you did, and again, I'm going to throw some stuff at you that you may not have seen coming, but you probably have because you're a pretty smart guy. It's just, you think about the world of loyalty, you think about the special guest type things and being able to buy your way into getting exclusive access. I mean, we spent tens of thousands of dollars at charity events getting access to different things, and then had opportunities where, I mean, stupid example, I bought, you know, access to some golf course to go play, and I haven't been able to go, and now it's just been sitting there. If I could turn that into cash by selling it to somebody else, I probably would, but I can't, right? Because of the way so it's less valuable to me at the time than if it's something that I potentially could transfer that asset. And so that's again, just simple, silly examples, but I do see that really becoming a huge piece. Now, you talked about crypto, you talked about NFTs and those, you know, and the blockchain. So many people throw those things around, and while much of it sitting on the same underlying technology and the same underlying idea, they are very different things. Can you educate our listeners a little bit to what is crypto? How does crypto play into NFTs? How does crypto play into the blockchain? How does the blockchain play into, you know, I think you've done a good job of explaining, you know, crypto, I mean, not crypto, but NFTs and the blockchain. But how does crypto play into any of this? Because again, the volatility of crypto over the last 6, 7, 8 years, as it's become more and more mainstream, I think has a whole lot of people going, yeah, that's never going to work. That's never going to work. I don't completely understand it, but obviously the world that you're living in, you've got to answer that question that says, what's the difference between all of those things, and help our audience understand what a little bit of that looks like.
Yeah. So I'll quick touch on blockchain. It's just the underlying technology, that decentralized ledger of transactions and that immutable, that makes it clear who owns what. So we started as a token project, which token as opposed to cryptocurrency, I'll just say that simply means we forked off of an existing blockchain, Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of your listeners have heard of that one. And we said, all right, we like what they do, their technology, their ecosystem. We're going to basically copy it, and we're Devour token. So that's what we did. And the reason we did that is because it was a way to get started. And so while we as co-founders put a lot of money into starting this project, it's a way of kind of crowdfunding kind of the growth of the project and attracting other like-minded enthusiasts around what we're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. In the restaurant industry. There's thousands and thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. And so we were looking for those people who could be passionate with us around doing something important for the industry. So the token, you can buy it, you can sell it. It functions like a currency. There's all kinds of complicated tools, exchanges, and swapping tools and wallets to participate that in that world. And that'll keep getting easier and easier as time goes on. So that is part of what we're doing to really get us off the ground. Now, now we've shifted towards not shifting our focus on the larger mission, right? What we're doing is about restaurants.
Yeah.
The token also is a way of providing those services to restaurants. So if I think about how it all comes together, that is in the form of our app, right? Our Devour app is going to house our ecosystem of technologies. And that is how we're going to deliver the services to restaurants. So restaurants wanting to participate in this world and say, okay, I've heard a lot about NFTs. What should I do? Right? All right, this we hear a lot. I want to do something NFTs. And they come to us and we say, well, should you? Mm-hmm. Right? So for some of them, it makes a lot of sense, and for some it doesn't. So we start with their goals. It's usually in the realm of sales, marketing, guest experience. And we say, okay, what are you looking to accomplish? What does it cost to kind of get your NFT collection off the ground? And then what do you actually want it to do? And so we talking through that, we realize, okay, some brands, they're in a great spot, right? The nature of their guests, the demographic, the following, the relationship they have with their guests, they can do it really well. And then it just says, all right, what is the utility that my guests are going to get when I, as a brand, launch an NFT? And I want to come back to how crypto fits in. So that app that first and foremost is going to give utility, usefulness, whether it's subscriptions, access to events, priority reservations, the list goes on and on, loyalty benefits, etc. The crypto piece will fit in there too, right? It'll be a way, another option restaurants have to allow guests to earn an additional benefit, earn Devour token for participating and ordering from that restaurant, or they can use the crypto to pay for the food. Mm-hmm. So it's just added value in the ecosystem, added way of incentivizing guests to come to your brand, especially as the audience of crypto enthusiasts grow. It's another way of connecting to a larger growing demographic.
So if I were to break it down into kind of terms that exist today that are more commonplace, the NFT is more subscription. I've got some asset that I bought that is part of an engagement with this brand, and the crypto right. aspect of it is primarily the exchange of funds for goods or services, I'm assuming. Is that kind of how you would explain it?
Well said. That's how you would explain it better than I. Absolutely.
I think it's one of those things that you're, you know, you and your team are really on this bleeding edge. And I really want our listeners out there to understand it, because there's so much out there that's not what they need to focus on in their business. And my goal at our, you know, Restaurant Technology Guys is really to distill down the people you really need to be talking to, the people you really need to be thinking about, the things that you need to be considering, because to your original explanation, there's a lot that goes on within the restaurant. And so the more that people can understand it, the better choices they can make. You and I have been around long enough to realize that way too many people have been taken for a lark. They bought technology that didn't work, that didn't, you know, they didn't comprehend. They said, oh, no, I heard Starbucks is doing this, I got to do it. And they really don't even understand what it is. And so my goal is to make sure that they understand what they're getting themselves into. And I love the fact that, you know, and I really want to get into why you guys created what you guys created, because at the end of the day, helping restaurants thrive is good for all of us. It's not just good for me. It's not just good for you. It's not just good for the people that sell. It is a huge part of our economy. And we saw over the last couple of years how, with it hurting, the vibrance of different communities has hurt, that the overall economy has been hurt. And so take me back to even why you guys did that. You know what, Chad, you could go get a job just about anywhere. And this is a labor of love. And I don't think it's where you're looking to get rich quick and you want to do this for, you know, 6 months, sell it off and, you know, go buy a mansion in the Hamptons. That's not you. But I think you and your co-founders really have a passion to see restaurants thrive. So talk to me a little bit about what that looks like. You and I were talking about a pre-show before we hit the record button. And I want to hear from you, and I know you speak on behalf of the entire board, that this is really what you're looking to do, is to help people and help restaurants. So talk to me a little bit about the why behind why you created the NFT, and then eventually we'll get to the crypto stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling that out. So for me, you know, I guess I have the shortest tenure in the restaurant and restaurant tech space at, you know, 10, actually, I think it's 14 years if I count it accurately. But my colleagues, Shelley and Lisa, they've got a longer tenure than I. But for all of us, we've just become very emotionally attached to the industry. And that ultimately is about restaurant people, right? We love restaurant people. And, you know, they're some of the most, you know, real, hardworking, dedicated, but ultimately undervalued people in our country and in the world. Because as you were saying earlier, like, people don't know. Average people don't know what goes into that. They don't know how hard it is, you know, to get, you know, deal with a rude guest and then still put on a smile for the next one. And so we love that community and we want to do something for it. So our mission ultimately is to enrich the lives of restaurant people and those who love them. And this is our way of doing it, right? This is our way of, and of course, with the background in tech, it's like, hey, how can we do that uniquely and powerfully? So that's kind of the genesis for all of this. And for it to really come together, right, well, there's sometimes people will think about, okay, the world of crypto, what can restaurants get out of the world of crypto? But it's not about that as much as it is about understanding how restaurants work, right? And the things they have to manage, what their pain points really are. Like, now we know how big of a crisis the labor crisis is right now. There's people in the crypto world who know nothing about that.
Yep.
And what a disconnect right out of the gate. So understanding the real restaurant problems and the opportunities, and then what it really means to make any new technology work operationally, right? The staff training that goes involved, the inevitable issues with implementation that need to be worked through. We recognize, man, we're a team that at least understands some of that, some at a surface level, some deeply, and we can take this increasingly impactful world of blockchain and all the technologies and bring it to this community that we love. And that's where it got started. So we've been thinking about like this from like a, you know, 6 month, 1 year, but then even a 5 year and 10 year plan. There's not a lot of projects emanating out of the crypto world that are thinking that long term. But because we care so much about this industry, we had to, right? It's like, we're not, as you said, we're not doing this for any kind of short term objective, you know, personal enrichment. This is what we want to do for the rest of our careers. And then ultimately hand it off to people who love the industry as much as we do and carry the mission forward. So that's kind of the reason why behind it. And so when we think about this, we think about it through the lens of like, what are all the things we have to do to realize this mission, right? If we were short-sighted, we might, let's see what we can do with this token.
Yep.
But that's not enough, right? It's not enough to give restaurants an opportunity to reward people in crypto and have them pay for their food in crypto. That's not enough usefulness to have positive impact on any restaurant. But when we incorporate the NFT technology, which incorporates also frictionless experience, so people who do not have any background in blockchain can also participate, right? They can buy, earn, use, hold, transfer, etc., without knowing the first thing about a crypto wallet. And the community, right? You know, one of the initiatives we have going right now is building out our community where, you know, restaurant people like to hang out with other restaurant people, non-restaurant people like to hang out with restaurant people and see what's going on and connect with, everyone from a bartender to a server to, restaurant influencer or celebrity chef. We're bringing people all across the industry and people who love that industry together to talk about something that matters, right? Solving restaurant problems through technology. And we'll have awesome events and experiences for people there when they come and engage in that community. We've got the token, which is really that underlying technology that connects to the services we offer to restaurants. Mm-hmm. We are coming out with the industry NFT collection, which is really our tribute to the industry. That'll comprise that NFT digital art that people love so much, as well as we do as well, based on the style of the art. But it's going to showcase restaurant workers of all kinds from across the industry, from servers, baristas, busboys, dishwashers, all the way to, the executive chefs, et cetera. And then our foundation, right? So one of the coolest things about the token is that 1% of all the transactions go right into a fund that benefits restaurant workers. So we're with everything else we're doing, our approach there is like, hey, there's already organizations that do a good job of helping restaurant workers, the NRA Educational Foundation. We want to just give to them and say, here, mm-hmm. do more of what you do to benefit these lives, benefit the lives of these people who are working so hard for all of us. Or Golden Rule and out of San Diego, across the country, are providing emergency relief for restaurant workers who run into trouble. And so being able to help the organization in a big way, as this project grows, that's going to be a significant amount of money that we're able to give back to. And so all of these things intertwine mm-hmm. To ultimately deliver on our purpose of enriching the lives of restaurant people.
I love that mission. And I know you, like I said in pre-show, we talked about that, but it's really invigorating to hear you talk about the fact that really your passion is to figure out how to help restaurants be better, be stronger, be wiser, do more to help enrich the lives of not just the owner of the restaurant, but all of the people that work through that restaurant, which is such a large percentage of our population. Mm-hmm. You've talked about a lot of stuff. What can people get today and where are things going? Because I think that with all startups, Chad, and you know, I've done this for a while, there's stuff that exists today and then there's stuff that's coming. Talk to me a little bit about what's actionable today. If I'm a restaurateur and I go, you know what, Devour Token, I got to have it. Talk to me. Tell me what needs to happen today. And then let's talk about kind of what's on the horizon, because I think you guys, you've talked about a lot. And I think that you guys have some grand, amazing ideas. And knowing you and your co-founders, I think you guys are going to get there and get there quicker than you guys even anticipate, which is exciting for me. And, I'm going to be sitting here cheering you guys on. But what do I get today? And how do I engage with you guys today?
Absolutely. So I would say the first thing I'd call out what you can get today is the community. You can join the Devour project on Discord and talk to other like-minded people, right? If you care about this industry and you think technology has a role to play in solving some of the industry's biggest problems, and you want to go there to connect with people, learn, huge emphasis on learning and education in the space, or just have fun, join that community. Because that'll be the place where we're all hanging out and talking mm-hmm. about these things and what can be done from so many different angles. That's the first thing. The other thing I would say you can get today is a conversation, right? Every restaurant is different, right? It's different if you're a single location operator in the middle of the country versus a large national chain. Mm-hmm. And your opportunities for engaging in this technology at different points of time is very different.
Yep.
In some cases, the smaller guys have a huge advantage.
They're more agile. They can try stuff. It's not a big deal to try it in their single unit and shut it down if it doesn't work.
Absolutely. And not everything, right, has to be ultra operationally efficient, right? And mm-hmm. whereas a larger team, they have to do that, right? They have to make it all seamless. And so I would say the only thing I would focus on today from what someone should do now is like, be thinking about it and have a conversation. We'll be happy to say, hey, this is our take on where you're at and the opportunities you have or don't have. We'll be advising a lot of restaurants in 2022. It's like, glad you're thinking about it. Continue thinking about it. Continue learning in the community and seeing what evolves. But right now, it may not be worth the time, energy, investment for you compared to the other things you can tackle in your business. And for others, it's like, well, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Let's go. Yeah, there's absolutely something you can do. The technology, depending on when people hear this, right, the technology that exists today, or in short order, again, depending on timing, is that frictionless NFT experience, the ability to buy, earn an NFT, but without having to know anything about the blockchain, right? It would be easy as, you know, login and password on some new website, right? It's the exact same thing. And all of that blockchain underlying technology is simplified, right? And kind of the complexity is handled in the background so that, you know, the 96% of people who've never done anything in the world of crypto or NFTs can participate. That alone is a huge unlock for restaurants being able to do something with NFTs to their guests, right? Very few restaurants, you know, Flyfish being a notable exception, and others could do it as well, do something significant, impactful to their business with NFTs without addressing that limitation. You want everybody to be able to participate. And so that piece will be done, right? So it's then the question over time is, well, what additional utility can you attach to an NFT benefiting from integrations? Integrations with point of sale, integration with loyalty programs, integrations with reservation platforms, integration with ordering platforms, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's something I'm going to be principally responsible for in the project, is adding those points of utility that seamlessly and, you know, in an integrated way add value to possible points of value for NFTs for restaurants that want to kind of take things in that direction.
I love that. I love that. And I think that those are all fantastic. I mean, again, to reiterate, start the conversation, start to educate yourself on how is this going to impact you? Because I think that's the biggest thing that I'm hearing you say is there might not be something, you know, some of our guests are like, you know, they're doing, you know, digital, you know, management, reputation management. You know what? They can go sign up for that today and figure out how they get alerts when they're getting a bad review on Yelp or on Google, you know, but this is I don't say a longer term play, but it has an opportunity to be not only a longer term play, but a significantly more disruptive play to what is going on. And so I love that. Chad, how would people get into these communities? You talk about Discord. And again, for our listeners that aren't familiar with Discord, Discord is a communication platform, chat, voice, communication platform that lives out there, primarily started by technology people. And I think it started in the gaming industry, but, you know, it's kind of taken much more mainstream. But you say get into the Discord group, make a phone call, start talking to you guys. How does that happen? Tell me how they get in touch with you guys, how they find you guys on Discord, those kind of things.
Absolutely. So the easiest way, and perhaps the safest way, is to go to our website. And we'll be spinning up a new website, but I'll give this one because it'll definitely be there, right? DevourToken.com. Entering that directly as a URL in the browser will take you to our site. Maybe I'm avoiding Google searching Devour, finding some copycat site. It's possible. So I reference this for security. Just go straight to DevourToken.com and follow the link to the Discord channel from there. Safest way to do it, best way to do it. And there you'll see options for how you can, first you'll say, hey, who am I, right? We'll say, you know, are you interested in content for bartenders? Are you interested in content for restaurant operators? Are you interested in, are you kind of more on the crypto token enthusiast side? Are you interested in our NFT? So you'll be able to self-select into content in a community, sub-communities that are most relevant to you. And then you'll very quickly see the conversation in progress, events coming up, and things you can do that are that interest to you.
I love it. I love it. Chad, I know we talked about it early in the recording. It's been fun to watch your technology journey and kind of where you've gotten to. Again, for those listeners out there, I've known Chad for quite some time, and I don't know, I mean, he's a pretty passionate guy in general, but I don't know that I've seen him more passionate about a project than I've seen about this Devour token, and I'm excited to see where it goes. So thank you for taking your time to educate the members of the community, because again, the RTG community are really those people that are investing in their business, trying to make their business better and trying to figure out what are those things that they're missing that they haven't thought about. To our listeners, guys, we know that you guys have a lot of different choices of podcast venues. There's, you know, 1,000 that show up every day, it feels like. So we appreciate you guys taking time each and every time I post one of these episodes to listen. If you haven't already done so, please go subscribe to not only the podcast, but also the once a month newsletter that gives you guys access to all of the blog content, all of the podcasts. Share this stuff with your friends. While you're online, go give us a rating on your favorite podcast player, because it allows others to go find who we are. To Chad Horn, thank you very much. Excited to see what Devour Token's going to do out there. I appreciate you spending time this morning.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate this opportunity to talk with you about it, as well as your listeners.
Well, to our audience, guys, you guys make it a fantastic day.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Technology Guys podcast. Visit restauranttechnologyguys.com for tips, industry insights, and more to help you run your restaurant better.